This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Hey, there you go. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. After the first break, we're going to have Christina Pushaw on with me. She's a D.C.-based political consultant and a contributor to Political Vanguard, one of Tom DelVaccaro's publications. And she's going to try to convince me that we can actually take back California. That conservatives can actually take back California. She's got a lot of work to do, for me anyway. You know, last night I was at CNN, and the All Hate Trump All the Time station, and it's really interesting to hear these people talk about him and what he doesn't do. And I asked the question last night, you can see their faces change. Tell me something he's done that's positive, and that's good. See, when you start off hating somebody, when you can't stand somebody, it's almost impossible to find out anything good or to find anything good in the guy. So it's real easy to make fun of him. You know, everybody's on, all of a sudden the left is all over Bannon today. What a great guy he is. He finally called out. He finally feels like the handcuff, the lady actually said to me, he finally feels like the handcuffs are off and he can say this. And I looked at her and said, have you been following Bannon at all for 5 minutes? He doesn't know what a set of handcuffs are. There's no filter on that guy. He has no handcuffs. He will say what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. So this is nothing new. Now, I do get irritated with Trump when he decides, when he doesn't like somebody, all of a sudden he doesn't know them, he doesn't know who they are, and they really didn't have a prominent place for this group. He's got to stop doing that. Makes him look really bad. Just, you know what, do what the rest of us do. Yeah, I trusted the guy, I thought he was a friend of mine, he did all the right things, and now he's doing this, he's dead to me. Right? Is that what Kevin says? Okay, yeah. That's what he needs to do. And then everybody would giggle and laugh it off and move on. But I got to tell you something. Think about it. He's not a politician. We didn't elect a politician. We didn't want a politician. If we wanted a politician, we would have elected, another one of the Bushes or Cruz or one of those guys. We didn't. Remember, Trump beat them with two-word answers, for God's sakes. Right? Lazy Jed or whatever he was using. I don't even know the words. But those were the things he was using to get to people. And then I'm listening to all the Democrat spokesholes, morons, really, on these stations talking about how all the good stuff, do they understand how mentally ill they look when they're going on these shows and saying the reason the economy's doing so good is because of the stuff that Obama put in place? I heard it today again. I thought it was, I almost passed out because I had no oxygen. I was laughing so hard. Let me give you some numbers to play with. Now, the government doesn't create jobs. So when I say this, it's not going to sound right, but they get out of the way to create jobs, right? I mean, 970,000 Americans, 920,000 Americans got a bonus or increased wages. Did not happen for 8 years under Obama. Oh, that was George Bush's fault. I'm sorry. I apologize. 1.7 million jobs were created in 1 year under President Trump. Can somebody find me the policy by which Obama put in place that did that? He couldn't do that for his 8 years. Those policies couldn't kick in into him. They could only do it when somebody else was sitting in a chair. That's interesting, right? Last two quarters, we've had over 3% GDP. He didn't do that in 8 years. But again, the reason it's there, what altered universe are they wearing? You know, remember those little kaleidoscopes? Some of you older folks, you know, you look through those things and you spun them around and everything looked like you were on a really bad LSD trip. That's what they're looking through. That's what they're talking through. Right? They're suggesting that the next quarter GDP is going to be even higher than 3%. This has been the best GDP run in 13 years. But that's all because of what Obama did. Let's give him. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, Hispanic and black unemployment at an all-time low. What happened? Did Oblamo take care of all that? Pelosi, she said that this was going to be economic Armageddon if they put this through. Businesses would be running, people would be losing jobs, the world would become to the end, the sea that Obama parted would come back together. I'm using the wrong dictionary here. I have to be. Because if this is Armageddon, people getting increase in wages, people getting bonuses, 1.7 million people back to work, GDP over 3%. If this is Armageddon, I'll take two, please. Bring them on. Seriously. These people are so hateful. They call me hateful. They call guys like us hateful. These people are so hateful that they can't even make sense. They're spewing this garbage out, this hate, these nasties out. Nothing. Even the New York Times, who hates the failing New York Times, who hate Donald Trump, came out and finally said, hey, you know, it's happened unto him. We got to give him credit for it. Maybe the stuff he's doing is working. Well, I realize that was an overwhelming endorsement, but they said it. See what I mean? It's these people are scary. The truth is right in front of them. They can't find it. They don't know what to do with it. Yes, Pelosi is Armageddon in and of herself. That should be her middle name. All right, Christina Porshaw joins me. She's a D.C.-based political consultant, and she's going to try to convince me that California can be taken back by the conservatives. Sorry, wrong answer. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Well, I'm back. My voice isn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, you can either head up to the... There's a chat room for you people who hate Facebook up on our website, therealside.com, and then there's the Facebook chat room, whatever you guys call it, live feed, whatever. It is radio, so I don't know why we do all this other stuff, but if it makes you happy. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, to be afraid of, and you don't have to. I lay it out for you. So even you people on the right who are afraid to fight, which I don't understand, you lost me on that one. But I give you the ammunition, I give you the words, I give you the things that you need to be able to push back on those on the left and those on the right that are really way too squishy. So there are some people out there who still feel that California is not a lost cause. I am not one of them. I think that we've got to have a major meteorite hit to turn things around here in California. But there's somebody who thinks that we might be able to make a change. Conservatives might actually be able to take back California. Christina Pashaw is with me. She's a D.C.-based political consultant and contributor to the politicalvanguard.com. Tom DelVicaro being one of the founders of that. He's on the show on a regular basis. She grew up in Southern California. She lived in some Soviet countries, and she saw how destructive progressive policies and big government can be. Man, that is the truth. And Christina, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Always, you know what? I always love having these conversations because I've been watching what's going on in the state for, I don't know now, 20 years. And it is almost like no matter what happens, the Democrats can tax the average worker at 98.7% of their income. And when they go to the poll 3 days later, you know what they do? They vote Democrat. But you think we can turn that around? Help convince me, Christina. Convince me.
Well, first of all, the reason people vote Democrat is because they don't connect their problems and they don't connect the problems of the state with the Democratic government. The Democrats are masters of propaganda, right? Mm-hmm. I think the fact that national Republican groups have basically written off California, it's like a vicious cycle. They're not investing anymore in outreach in California, in messaging in California. They have completely written off the state. And maybe you agree with that. I certainly don't, because I think if we're not even in the game, how can we win it?
No, it's a true statement. We can't win unless we're willing to fight, but we have different ways of fighting. We have a whole county, or most of San Diego is totally anti-Trump, right? Then, and if you've got a Republican Party that's split 5, 6, 7 different ways, how are we ever going to come together to make this work?
Well, I think we have to go back to our roots. We're conservatives, right? So Think about it. Just one generation ago, not too long ago, this was the state of Ronald Reagan. And to me, Reagan embodied those conservative principles. I'm talking about individual liberty, limited government, the rule of law, free enterprise. These are principles that unite everyone. Now, this is actually a strength of the left, is pandering to identity politics. That's what my article was about, how the left has targeted immigrants, especially Latinos in California, the biggest group, and convinced them through propaganda that big government tax and spend policies can only help them when, in fact, they limit opportunity. So we need to emphasize, as Republicans, come together around those principles that Reagan embodied. We can disagree on details. We can disagree on policies, but we should not disagree on principles. Those principles are what will unite us, regardless of background, regardless of race, ethnicity, et cetera.
But, Christina, when you're in that, here's the problem, the big problem, is when you're in that voting booth, okay, and you're getting ready to pull that lever, depending on the kind of voting booth you're in, hit the button, you know, click the buttons or whatever, you're going to vote on whether your state aid check goes down or whether you get to keep it at all, how many weeks of unemployment you get. There are so many things that you're voting on that take food off of your table. The California Democratic legislators have done a great job in basically making a lot of people totally dependent on the state. How do you fix that?
Well, that's the dependency trap, right? And that's very right. Insidious. Now, how you fix that, again, education, connect problems that people have. Like, for instance, I think most people would rather be supporting themselves than living welfare check to welfare check, right? But they cannot support themselves a lot of the time because it's so hard to start a small business in California. It's almost impossible to become an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur, without political connections in California because of those progressive, so-called progressive policies. They're actually regressive. They're squeezing the middle class completely, so it's becoming like a third world country. There is really a two-tiered society developing in California, and I've only seen it in places like Ukraine and Russia before in my life. And it is because of these policies that just take from the class and discourage, actually break the backbone of the American economy, which to me is small businesses and entrepreneurs. Policies like, for instance, food trucks were banned by the city of Anaheim at one point because they were threatening restaurant owners. Banned. Airbnb was threatened by San Francisco, right? There are all these things that, all these controversies that come up because politically connected special interests and the strength of the government work together, conspire together to crush people who would contribute to the economy and create value for themselves and their families and their communities on their own. The government forces people to be dependent, but if people understood how easy it would be to be free and how much more prosperous we all would be if we were free, then I think it's a paradigm shift.
Oh, listen, we're losing people out of the state of California. We lost over 2,000 green jobs out of the green state that either went out of business or to other states because the regulations here were way too tough to deal with. It is an interesting state in how it deals with things. And when you talk about, you know, illegal immigration, oh, well, now we're a sanctuary state, so pretty much we can do anything we darn well please. I'm waiting for the explosion here, and maybe that's the point where we can step in and take back over again. You know, right now, you being familiar with California, you know that the border guards are not at the border. They're about 6 to 8 miles in. So you've got federal border guards. You've got people that are being stopped, American citizens from California that have pot in their car. Well, pot illegal at the federal level, but it's legal at the state level. So now we're having a standoff between state and local officials over who gets to arrest that person or not arrest that person. The state is extremely screwed up. And we're like a bunch of teenagers run amok in a candy store or something. It's just crazy.
All right, well, let's take your side then, because I think you could also make an argument for taking back California from the apocalyptic scenario, right?
Okay.
What happened in the Soviet Union? At some point, people got sick of having their work stolen from them. The product of all of their work was stolen. They got nothing from it. That's where we're going in California. It is literally the 99% and the 1%. It's heading in that direction. So if society has this much unrest, it cannot hold. At this point, you know, the rule of law barely exists in California. As you said, nobody even knows what the law is at this point because the federal and state laws contradict each other to such a point.
You got to pause that thought because I believe in capitalism. We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to learn about how we can get California back, or can we get California back? We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
We are back. Show the CD Hall, show the real side on GCN Live. Here's a song you couldn't do today. There's no way you could get away with that. She's a brick house. They would storm the stage and rip the speakers apart because it's so bad, it's so nasty, you know. But yet they allow you to listen. They hold up on a pedestal these guys that do hip hop, the guys that talk about women in such a nasty way, and that's art and that's wonderful. Just listen, he's expressing himself. Well, so is the guy about the brick house. He's expressing himself too, but that's terrible. You see, I'm telling you, society, we should hear a flushing sound every time we talk about society, but that's just me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. I want to get back to my guest because she's trying to sow some hope with me that California can be saved from itself. Christina Pashaw joins me. She's a D.C.-based political consultant and a contributor to PoliticalVanguard.com. She grew up here in Southern California and got out of here just in time, I think, and she lived in the former Soviet countries, and she saw how destructive progressive policies were. We're seeing them here in California. They're seeing them in New York. They're seeing them in other places in this country. It's just craziness. Anyway, always a pleasure. Christina, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. So, you know, again, we're just conversing here about how far down the road California is, and really the heavy work, the heavy listing it's going to take to fix it. I'm not trying to take you all over the place, but part of me says, I don't know if conservatives, especially in California, have the will to fight or to do the kind of fighting it's going to take to save the state. What do you think?
Oh, it's a tough question because, you know, if conservatives are told over and over again that there's no chance that California can ever become conservative, why would they vote? Why would they even be inspired to make their voice heard? Why would they donate? They think it's a losing game. Maybe, you know, they just feel defeated. But I think it's not. It could be as simple as, you know, enforcing voter ID, passing a voter ID law, or at the federal level, even starting a voter ID commission, as Trump proposed. As we were discussing on the break, 60,000 voters in L.A.?
Yeah.
60,000.
Yep.
In L.A. County are voting illegally. And that's not just illegal immigrants. That's dead people.
Yeah.
That's people who have moved out of the state. That's voter fraud, yet nobody does anything about it. It's not a high enough priority among conservatives. It is up to conservatives to take a stand on this and to be united on this. I know there's a lot that divides conservatives, a lot of debates these days.
Yep.
But that's one thing that should unite us. It's the rule of law. It's a very, very basic principle. And imagine those 60,000 votes, we know which party they're going to. So I think that could make some races a lot closer.
No, it is constant during the races here. I'm involved with the Republican Party a lot, and when we see what comes down the pike, we see how many we had an eyewitness to two guys. One was an Asian fella and a Hispanic fella who were in a small community near us, and they were actually at a strip mall telling people to come out to the end of the mall and vote, that they didn't need to be registered because they could register them down at the end. Now, I don't know what that was all about. I didn't have time to check it out, but that just sounded very weird to me. And nobody could get there in time to check it out. And this goes on all across the state, not just in this one little area. But again, as we were talking about, I realize these things need to be fixed, and you're right. How do we light up conservatives? How do we light up California conservatives, especially, to get out there and really pound on these people to make a difference?
Well, first, give them hope, and second, speak their language, or speak the language of the left, actually. Unite the conservatives to hit the left where it hurts, which is the left is constantly ranting about a foreign country, Russia, interfering in our elections. This is one way to make elections more secure and less likely to be able to be manipulated by, you know, hostile governments. Voter ID, very, very simple. So if you can unite conservatives around this idea and then propose it and drive the narrative as something that the other side has expressed so much concern over constantly, then, you know, you hit them at a point where it's a little difficult for them to respond. They're between a rock and a hard place. So I think that could be the message, too. Integrity of election.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I think if we can get people to understand the importance, what can actually change? Now, we just got hit in California with a gas tax, with tougher gun laws. I mean, tougher gun laws. Almost impossible to own a gun. You actually have to go get a background check every time you buy ammunition. This is just craziness.
It was hard to imagine gun laws could get tougher than they were.
Well, they are. And again, they're getting worse. Now they're talking about a mileage tax. So not only are they getting you at the pump, for state taxes, but now they want to actually give you a mileage tax on top of it to help repair the infrastructure, the money that they've already blown. I don't deal with this stuff probably as much as you do. Why aren't people incensed? Why aren't even the left going out of their minds going, hey, enough with the taxes?
Enough with the taxes because, I mean, a lot of them are not paying taxes, first of all, so they don't feel it. It's the small business owners who are really paying. I mean, the really wealthy and well-connected are also not paying many taxes because they can find the loopholes to avoid it. And so I think, you know, these kind of policies that sound progressive, they end up just creating a place where there's no opportunity to pursue the American dream. And I don't see how that's progressive at all. But the message is always, you know, equality, income inequality is bad, equality is always better. But they neglect to mention we're all equal in misery at some point. You know, we're all equal, but what does it matter if we don't have the chance, the freedom, the opportunity to pursue what we want to pursue?
All right, look at it. Did you hear the numbers today with the 1.7 million jobs created for 2017? The little over 900,000 Americans got a bonus and increased wages, and the Democratic what do you want to call them, spokesholes, pundits, whatever, are out there beating pavement. And guess who they're giving credit? Well, you don't have to guess; you already know. They're giving Obama credit for all of these things. Before we finish up the segment, I'm curious as what's your thoughts on that? Isn't that great? Are you surprised?
I mean, that's infuriating. You know, at the beginning when the economy was awful, he blamed it on Bush, and now he's taking credit for what Trump's doing. So, you know, they've come full circle. But not surprising at all. I'm not surprised at all that we've seen such strong growth that's exceeded all expectations. You know, I don't know if you probably remember back November 9th, 2016, when everyone's predicting the stock market is going to collapse.
Oh, yeah.
The world's going to collapse.
Yep.
And after tax reform passed just a few weeks ago, the economy's going to collapse. No.
Oh, yeah.
$200 billion is being repatriated by Apple. That's what it looks like. I don't think there's been an official announcement, but I think it's coming. And not to mention, as you did, all the major companies that have given huge Christmas bonuses, tax reform bonuses, basically. So there's two ways to grow the economy. It's deregulation, lower taxes. Very, very simple. Behind the scenes, this has not gotten enough attention, but behind the scenes, Trump and his team have been doing a great job rolling back unnecessary regulations that have been crushing the economy and that proliferated under Obama to a point, I mean, we've never seen it before. So I think he still has a lot of work ahead of him, but we can only expect this growth to get bigger and better at this point.
Oh, I agree with you. I think you're just going to see it keep moving forward. People are talking about a bubble. Technically, from an economic standpoint, the 8-year cycle, the 9-year cycle, we're in it. You might see a bit of a reset, but you know what? I'm not the expert, so I don't know. Christina, tell people how they can find out more about you and more about your writings.
Well, politicalvanguard.com. I wrote a much, much longer article about this, specifically about how conservatives can appeal to Latino voters, legal ones, and specifically, how to go down that path to take back California. So politicalvanguard.com, probably the best place to find me. You can also follow me on Twitter, Christina Pushaw. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for being on with me. And you know what? I will try. I really will work hard at being optimistic about us being able to take California back, because it really is about the conservatives truly getting off their butt and actually doing the work it takes to make it happen. So,
and being united.
Yes, you're right there. Boy, you're really looking for divine intervention. I'll tell you what, Christine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, it's just going to be a political smorgasbord of topics. We're going to be all over the place. We're going to talk about Bannon. We're going to just don't miss it, because I got a whole bunch coming up. We'll also put up a link to Christina's piece. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Oh man, to make sense of some of this crazy stuff, yeah, you have got to do a little bit of cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. No, I'm not advocating stop it. I'm not advocating you do drugs. But I mean, you know, we've all said how screwed up people are that are on drugs. Were you telling me most of the state of California is on drugs? 855-REAL-JOE, 855, if you're on drugs, give me a call, let me know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, Christina was right in the last segment. Think about something. And we have friends that have fast food places here. I have a friend that is a principal, we'll say, at IHOP. You know, this is like the worst state to try to open up a restaurant in. It takes you years from inception to design to plan to permits to all the eco freako stuff that you have to do to build one. You need to go to Texas, right? I want to build a burger joint. We'll have it done by next Wednesday at noon. I mean, seriously. Matter of fact, while you're building the place, they have an outdoor grill, some tents, and you can eat there, and you can test the food out ahead of time. They don't care. They figure people have two brain cells to rub together. They'll decide whether they want to eat there or not. Look, here's the thing. The state can't protect me from everything. I don't want the government to protect me from everything. Because there's stuff I want to take a chance at. I want to take a shot at. I grew up in, some of you know, I grew up in Boston, the north end of Boston when I was a kid. Now, go back and look at pictures of Boston from the 70s, okay? They had animals, dead animals, hanging on hooks on outside the butcher store in the window where the heat used to hit it, right? Today, they would tell me, you can't, they would shut the butcher store down and say, that's it, you know, we don't want to kill people. People were eating that crap all over the place. Nobody was dying. Those people lived to be in their 80s. My grandfather was in his 80s, hacking up a lung because he smoked Camel non-filters. Come on. I don't want the government protecting me because they usually kill you in the end. I don't need them telling me what or how to do. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a conservative, right-wing Republican. I'm saying that because I don't want them involved. Leave me alone. I'll decide where I want to eat, how I want to eat, if that restaurant's clean or dirty enough for me. Listen, you can tell when a restaurant is clean or dirty, right? I mean, if you can't, you're brain dead. You can tell. I used to eat. Hopefully not around anymore. I used to eat in this place in L.A. And I don't know if the name of it, if this really was the name of it, but we used to call it the Greasy Spoon. And the reason we called it the Greasy Spoon was because it was just a dirty place. It was a dirty, nasty place. But I'm going to tell you something. The food was delicious. The Greasy Spoon's greasy booth, greasy table. I think the waitress was greasy. I don't know. But it didn't matter. It was delicious food. And I decided to eat there or not to. Actually, I brought friends there and said, I ain't eating at this place. It's good. Take a cab. I'll pick you up later on. Because I'm eating here. I don't want them to leave me alone. I just want them to leave me alone. Anyhow, so, you know, again, California, is it a lost cause? I don't know. Until you conservatives get off your butt, really get off your butt and decide to make a difference, yeah, it's a lost cause. Because you got to fight to keep something. If you want something, you got to fight for it. It's really that simple. Did I get through that Kathy Griffin story the other night? I didn't. Did I even start it? Probably not, huh? I do that all the time. I tease you people all the time.
Unless you did it when I wasn't here.
What's that?
Unless you did it when I wasn't here.
No, I don't think I did. They would know if I did. They probably, well, nah, most of them, they're so busy talking to each other, probably don't even know whether I did it or not. But Kathy Griffin, yeah, another left-leaning lib lunatic, has said that, you know, Trump played her like a fiddle. So again, they go into, isn't this like the socialism thing? The reason socialism doesn't work is because it's never been implemented properly. It's the same thing here. She goes on the attack of Trump, and then she's mad because now she can't get any work. She says, Trump absolutely used me. She's still playing the victim card right now. Remember how bad you felt when comedian Kathy Griffin, when CNN dropped her from its New Year's Eve show? I always thought she was raunchy and disgusting anyhow. I never found anything. There wasn't anything about her that I thought was funny at all. Well, maybe her looks, but other than that, nothing really funny. So just because she had done a photo shoot which she posed like ISIS style with President Trump's bloody severed head, well, now she's talking about how President Trump played her and use this to his advantage. Well, didn't she use, or try to use, the hate mongering, the fear mongering towards President Trump from CNN and other news outlets to kind of push her career forward? Right? Now, she blames the whole beheading over the Trump photo on the fact that she can't tour the U.S. anymore. She's worried that she's going to get shot. Now, here's the funny thing about it. The left is not making fun of her for being worried about being shot because of what she did to Trump. Yet, the left is making fun of Trump because he says that he's sometimes worried about being food poisoned, right, in his presidency because people hate him so much. So they're making fun of him for that. Should he have said shot? Would that be more reasonable to have said? And he says that sometimes that's the reason why he goes to McDonald's. He said because, you know, it's a unscheduled stop. People don't know he's going. They're not going to poison his food. And President Trump, I know you don't listen to the show, but let me explain something to you. When I was a kid and I worked at a burger joint, like other kids who worked at burger joints, Yeah. You don't want to eat it. Whether they know you're coming or not, you don't want to eat it. You know what I'm saying? I won't give the name of the outfit that I worked for. But I remember we used to take all the dead flies that were in the windows, and we used to add them to the hamburger. Now, we weren't the only ones. Don't look at me like that. We weren't the only ones doing that. So we thought it was funny. And then you'd watch people eat them and how much they were enjoying them. But whatever. If you go to those real fancy, don't start your stuff. Because you go to those real fancy places, they have chocolate-covered grasshoppers and bees and crickets and all that other garbage. So it was a delicacy. They just didn't know they were eating a delicacy at the time. Donald Trump, after all her noise back in May, said that Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children especially. My 11-year-old son, Barron, is having a hard time with that picture. It's sickening. Can you imagine? Again, imagine somebody on the right doing that in the days of President Oblamo or ex-President Oblamo. Right? Now, Politico says, they published a piece that says, look what happens when Trump targets you on Twitter. Like, so if he targets you, so if he tweets something out, do they really think that we believe everything he tweets? Do they really think that we act on everything he tweets? Because I'm on record all over the place saying there are things that he tweets that A, I don't believe, and B, I don't subscribe to. But you know what I do? I do like I do with the TV set. If I don't like the program, I change the station. I move on. You can go pound sand. I don't really care. And she's whining about the... Now, this is what the left does all the time. They never take any responsibility for anything they do. It's always somebody else's fault. You ever notice that? Griffin told Politico about the damage done to her career after she posted the Trump tweet. It's because of him and how he went after her. Because she didn't go after him at all, did she? At what point, even as president, do you get to push back? That would be my question for some people. At what point when they're, just because I'm a public figure, doesn't give you the right to lie on me, to say things about me that aren't true, maybe uncolorful, sure, but don't I get to push back? Don't I get to fire back? In the days after Trump highlighted the photo, the Emmy Award-winning comedian was fired from CNN, where she was set to co-host the channel's New Year's Eve show. Next to Anderson Cooper, I'm sure he was really relieved. You going to fire her? Oh, please don't. She was dropped as a celebrity endorser for Squatty Potty. Do I really want... Just keep going? The Secret Service launched an investigation. Today she says she still can't book a gig anywhere in the United States. Could that be because of what you did? Could that be because of those people also found your humor distasteful? See, they book... Look, people love the almighty dollar, right? So, Kathy, if you were really, truly funny, if you really had something to offer, these places would still book you, right? I mean, what is that? Hamilton, the play. Very disgusting. I don't much care for it. I don't much care for what I've read about it. But guess what? They still booked the sold-out audiences across the country. Apparently, they're entertaining and you're not. That's really what it boils down to. Griffin blames the change in her status to the president personally driving the outrage machine. The outrage machine. There is a machine out there. We used to call it the Clinton machine, but anyway. I would think it would have been gone in a week without his tweet, she admitted. Trump knows what would be perceived as something hysterical, and he loves hysteria. See, so she's still pounding away at him. You know, I mean, how far down the toilet does she want to go? I mean, seriously. These people constantly amaze me at their low IQ levels. Keep fighting with the guy that just buried you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot more going on. I mean, I got a lot of good stories for you tonight, so don't go far. We're going to talk about the mini ice age that is already here, I think. I don't know. We'll be back in a little bit.